Retired Lieutenant General Thomas Rame has been listening along with us to Ivan's reporting from Iraq. General Rame commanded the U.S. Army's 1st Infantry Division during the Gulf War in 1991, and he's been helping us to understand the military developments in this conflict. Good morning, General.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you, sir. Very interesting to hear Ivan report on what seems to be both a military and political operation here. First, there's fighting, then a truce and negotiations.
Very interesting for those critics that think the U.S. military is in charge. You see the government of Iraq clearly trying to bring this thing to an end, and the U.S. forces cooperating. But I think they're following a very deliberate, carefully crafted strategy, and I think time is on their side, not on the side of the militia.
Does it complicate things for the U.S. military that they are carrying out missions approved by the Iraqi Prime Minister, Ayat Alawi, trying to work with the Iraqi government?
No, it's complicated. Yes, it's high intensity, but by the same token, they are following the guidelines of the legitimate government that are in charge in Iraq right now. And I think it's terribly important that they've crafted a position now to where that they have Sadr's rebels virtually surrounded. I think time is on their side if the legitimate government can convince Sadr and his militia to abandon the religious holy site. That would restore some semblance of order back to Najaf, and the government would be viewed as bringing peace to one of the very holiest of sites in Iraq.
How does it affect U.S. troops that they are fighting in and around holy sites?
The troops are following carefully constructed orders. I think they know exactly what they don't want to do to the religious site. But again, it's 140 degrees outside. If they have got this cordon carefully constructed and they've got the troop density correct, time is on their side, because the militia and those that are inside the militia, one day or not, are going to have to come out and do something, because life support is vested on those who live outside the mosque, not inside.
General, during the first uprising in Najaf in April and March and April, the U.S. Army was fighting against Muqtada al-Sadr in Najaf. Now there's been a turnover of troops. It's the U.S. Marines. How does the fact that it's fresh troops affect this situation?
Well, you got to be careful. There's a huge concentration. It's both Marine Corps and Army. You got elements of the 1st Cavalry Division there from the Army and elements of the Marine Corps in a joint operation. And I think fresh troops always brings new dimension. I think what I see is different here, is unlike the first time, is you see the legitimate government of Iraq really being a real player in trying to negotiate and bring this thing to an end.
Well, you also have Iraqi security forces that want to be involved in some fashion. How does that affect the operation?
I think that's critical, because if I understand it correctly, the first forces trained by the trainers there in Iraq are there with the elements of the U.S. forces, and they're actively involved. They speak the language. They can relate to the local nationals. I think it's terrific that you've got them involved in this.
Well, General Rame, thanks very much for speaking with us this morning.
Hey, thanks very much, Steve. Enjoyed it.
Retired Lieutenant General Thomas Rame has commanded the Army's 1st Infantry Division. He did so during the 1991 Persian Gulf War. And Rame is currently the Vice President of the Association of the U.S. Army.